I had this week been working on a sermonette, and I just couldn't come up with something that seemed inspired. And so this morning early, I was reading in the book of James, and I asked you to go over there. And I decided that I made a few notes that we're going to have to talk about the book of James. We're going to specifically look at three verses. And those are James 1, verses 22 through 25. The title of this sermonette is simply, Be Doers of God's Word. We're going to talk about things that we know. We know what God expects of us. He makes it very clear, not only here in James, but in several places in our Bible. But the problem is, as we are still fallible humans, is that we don't always live by what we understand and even what we know. Well, let's start. Let's read verses 22 through 25. It says right off the bat here, it says, Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Have you ever felt like you were deceiving yourselves because you do something, you say something, you think something, you know, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. We have to be aware. It says, For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. Verse 25, But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does. So let's look at these scriptures just individually, just a bit. Where it starts in verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. There are so many scriptures that we could turn to. We won't because this is a sermonette. But you can write down Luke 6, verse 46. And it talks about this. The same things worded differently, but notice I'll read it to you. You have to turn there, Luke 6:46. It says, But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Again, he's talking to us as individuals because we know. But why don't we always do what Christ says? You see, not doing. If we take it to a certain extent, means that we are deceiving ourselves. You see, acknowledgement that something is right is one thing, yet our actions often don't reflect that acknowledgement, and that is where we might deceive ourselves. Verse 23, we read it, we'll read it again, verse 23 and 24. For if anyone is a hearer and not of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Brethren, we need to understand that hearing the word of God should show us where our attitudes and our mindset and our feelings, our motivations, our actions. Hearing the word of God should show us those things when they're not godly. It should point it out something right away so that we could repent of it. We're told in 2 Corinthians 13, it's turned there, but it tells us and it reminds us to examine yourself. To see whether you're in the faith. It's telling us, test yourself. Don't just do this at Passover time. Do it daily. Says, or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless, it says, indeed you fail to meet the test. Verse 24 talks about, 23 and 24, talks about a mirror. My point here is, if we see ourselves as in a mirror, something in this room always gets me to go. If we see ourselves in a mirror and actually see how we really are, you look in the mirror, at least I do, and go, oh, that old guy looking. But if we see ourselves how we really are, but then walk away and have some other image of ourselves in our mind, we fail to meet the test. We need to look in the mirror. We need to be realistic with what we see. And we need to change. Again, we can't look in the mirror, see what we really look like, see reality, and then just walk away and think that we look like Tom Selleck in his prime or something, that we look, you know, whatever, fit, trim, athletic, perfect looks. Obviously, you see the analogy. Likewise, we shouldn't look into God's Word then and see some areas to work on and then just shrug them off, walk away, and forget those areas. And then in verse 25, tells us, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So it tells us, again, looking into the law of liberty, when we do that, it frees us from sin and bondage and the consequences if we yield to it. It's talking about a person who doesn't forget who he is, that he is not just a Christian one day a week or when people are around. You know, I've asked myself this, how many times have I, over the years, heard a great message in church and then go home and forget what we heard? My memory isn't so great. I remember the past Brenda would say, well, whatever, what was the sermon on? God, I'm pretty sure. It's terrible, can't remember. But again, it tells us here, one is blessed who does the work. One is blessed who changes. And it's describing again someone who hungers and thirsts for righteousness. I'm going to read to you a passage out of Luke 6. It says, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and it immediately fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Brethren, James tells us very clearly here in James 1, verses 22 through 25, that we are to be doers of the word, not just hearers.